If you had to guess how many museums are in Wisconsin, what would you pick? Well, it's hard to get an exact number, but estimates are between 300 and 500, and they're in just about all parts of the state and house collections that include almost anything you can think of.
It's Wisconsin Museum Week now, devoted to exploring the diversity and range of Wisconsin's many museums.
Greg Vadney is executive director of the Rahr West Art Museum in Manitowoc and is the vice president of the Wisconsin Federation of Museums. Greg, welcome to Central Time.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
So you are, as we said, the executive director at the Rahr West Art Museum in Manitowoc. Tell us about the Rahr West Art Museum. What would we find there?
I'll give you a little bit. You know, we have a little bit of everything, hopefully a microcosm of what Wisconsin has. The Rahr West was established actually by the city of Manitowoc. We're a public museum. And we've got a late 19th century Victorian house, the Vilas Rahr Mansion, which is on the National Register of Historic Places. But we also have a really, really solid, actually one of Wisconsin's best 20th century art collections with a lot of kind of well-known national and international names, George O'Keefe, Andy Warhol, Andrew Wyeth, Picasso. So a really phenomenal collection. And because it's Wisconsin and we kind of like to do things maybe a little screwy, we also happen to be the site of a crash landing in 1962 of the Soviet Sputnik 4 spacecraft.
Whoa. So how does that factor in as a museum exhibit?
Great question. It actually crash-landed directly in front of the museum, and it was a museum at the time of the crash landing. So, you know, we've worked with NASA through the years and have a little vignette that tells the story. But, boy, it almost seems like we have to shoehorn a bunch of different stories into the one museum.
Yeah,
and really
going
that's
on.
Indicative of a lot of historic sites and museums throughout the state.
And part of the point of Wisconsin Museum Week is that we get to know museums that we didn't know about and also think about intentionally the role, the link between the community and the museum. And in your case, at Rahr West Art Museum in Manitowoc, what would you say that role is? How does it fit into the community?
Well, because we're a public museum, we are directly mission-driven to serve every member of our community. And one of my favorite things about the Rahr West, when we bring youth groups, kids from our neighbors, our community here into the Rahr West, I get the opportunity to ask them, who owns the art here? And the answer legitimately here at the Rahr West as a public museum is that they do. I love to tell these kids, you guys own this Picasso. You guys own this. Now, a bunch of other people do, so you can't walk it out the door. But it's a really phenomenal thing, and especially in a town as small as Manitowoc.
Well, as we were saying before, it may be surprising to some people that there are actually hundreds of museums in Wisconsin, because typically I think we associate museums with a few, maybe a handful of really high-profile museums, but there are so many more than that. Can you give us a sense of the range of the different museums that we find in Wisconsin?
It is a huge range, and when we talk about museums, I think it's always important to include, under the umbrella of museums, the zoos, aquariums, that are throughout the state. So it's not just what you would think of as, say, Milwaukee Art Museum or the Public Museum down there or the Children's Museum in Madison, some of these larger institutions, like you said. There are a number of small, maybe one- or two-person staff museums throughout the state and some volunteer driven museums throughout the state. You've got ones in the Northwest dedicated to logging, and then you've got ones that are dedicated to the great diversity of populations in the more urban areas.
So why do you think a week like this is important to stop and think about what's there and how it serves Wisconsin?
Well, one, it's a great opportunity for museums to do something special to engage their communities, whether it's discounted or free admission, whether it's collaboration between local museums. But also, it's a great opportunity to talk to our local leaders, our statewide leaders, even our national leaders, to advocate for the benefits of that come with museums. Beyond that, really, though, the advocacy comes to telling the people in our neighborhoods, the people in our communities, what museums do for them. First of all, we are in many ways caretakers of our collective community heritage here in Wisconsin. But we also, for a museum like mine, hold the keys to great deals of art. And also, we're able to be a place where our local artists have a venue to show their work.
You know, if someone isn't particularly used to visiting museums, and I'm talking about museums of any stripe here, from the incredible Milwaukee Art Museum to maybe a small museum along Lake Michigan devoted to boating, I mean, if they're not used to visiting, this can be intimidating to sort of think about what the etiquette might be and what the fee might be and how you kind of comport yourself in a museum. And sometimes that can keep people away. What do museums need to do to keep the doors open and to educate about that?
Well, I love that you mentioned that, because in the museum world, we're always worried about the stigma of being a mansion on the hill. And my museum is actually a mansion on a hill. So we are acutely aware that there are many communities of people who not only are underserved by museums, but don't feel like they belong. And part of what we try to do here at the Rar West is open the doors up with maybe some quirkier events, like celebrating that crash landing of Sputnik, that kind of take the stigma out of an art museum. One of my favorite quotes came from a person that was visiting here during Sputnik Fest, and they were walking through the art galleries, and they said, you know, I never thought I really belonged in a place like this. And it was sad to hear that, but also wonderful to hear that from somebody using the past tense. And that's part of what we need to do as museums, is not make people think that we are kind of a stuffy mansion on the hill, that we are a place where the communities that we live in and work in can gather to discuss either issues of the day and how they relate to our past, or be inspired by some of the things that we exhibit.
We're talking with Greg Vadney right now, executive director of the Rar West Art Museum in Manitowoc, and he's the vice president of the Wisconsin Federation of Museums. And Greg, you were talking about someone who said they never felt like they belonged in a museum. What changed in that particular incident, and what can be translated to other museums who might have a tougher time sometimes making that shift? Because I think if you look at, in the past, there are museums who have done outreach exceptionally well, and there are museums who have had a little more of that, you know, mansion on the hill, don't touch anything aspect. And it seems to me that we're moving into an era where we want to be inclusive of everybody in every community while respecting the space that we're in and the things that are there. But how do we bridge that divide?
Yeah, and in many ways, we're also in a much more democratic or populist time period where people have a lot more freedom of choice. And for us in the museum world, we need to adapt to that situation. I think the biggest thing is listening. Museums really do invest a lot of money in doing museum surveys or focus groups, so they can touch not only the people that are coming in their doors, but start to reach out and figure out who's not coming in our doors and why. And I think museums individually do that, and I think in some of the larger organizations, we're compelled to do that kind of study. And what it comes down to for a place like us, in a small community like Manitowoc, about 35,000 people, is to make sure that we're listening to our community, that we're not stuck with the doors shut, just worried about things. Because a lot of times in the museum world, we get worried about our collections, get worried just about the things, and forget about the people. And for us, a lot of times, it's about swinging our doors open and not just inviting people in, but getting out into our communities and listening to them.
And so going forward, we've got Wisconsin Museums Week. What do you want people to keep in mind when they visit? And maybe they're listening now, and maybe they'll be encouraged to visit for the first time a museum in their community. What should they know about what to expect when they go, and how to engage with what's there?
Yeah, I think engage is the right word. I think maybe the best thing to say is participate in museums. Museums are pretty good at allowing people to not just look, listen, but also to kind of engage what they're seeing, to think critically about it, and to react to it. And I think if people have an opportunity, this is a great week to go out and find a new museum. And I can tell you that statewide, wherever your listeners are, they might be surprised at how many museums are right around the corner to them. For instance, I was talking a few months ago with our Congressman Glenn Grossman, and he asked me how many museums are in my congressional district, and I didn't know offhand, so I did the research and found that in his congressional district, in our congressional district, which is the sixth, we have 70 museums that I could I could find, and together those 70 museums have over 1 million visitors each year. So it really was surprising to me, and I'm on the board of directors for the state association. So I think people will be surprised at how many museums are right around their neighborhood, and each one of them telling a very unique and special story.
Greg, thanks so much for joining us today.
It was great to be on.
Greg Vadney is executive director of the Rahr West Art Museum in Manitowoc and vice president of the Wisconsin Federation of Museums, and he joined us to talk about Wisconsin Museum Week, which is going on right now.